松啊，秋季安吉波德拉那，独身三季干净过年。那什么修个么子么子蹲着吧，萨维拉玛南拉苏罗德，吉尔巴三季秋啊，西达尼，娘巴德鲁巴什姆拉坦达，三季呢曼内勒南贝江苏镇，罗多江苏沙布拉苏罗德。拉메 조스메 잠조 도제 당 쇼르크 그르 페마 숨라지 쉔리 징아 게웨 뉴부예 탄타 트루페 탄치네 트루페르 호 난진 라메 트람베 카제 라 코스메 자로 시트루 라조흐 라레 자나 네프르 투조니 투요 이르미 지와레 신지로 Homage to Sakyamuni Buddha. Homage to His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. Homage to His Holiness Gelwe Nyugur Rinpoche. Everybody give rise to bodhicitta to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. We've just raised bodhicitta, and now let's begin with these most auspicious teachings. The practices of bodhicitta. These teachings are very important, and also the practices of these teachings are very important. These teachings won't just manifest in our daily life just by listening to them. We have to apply them, we have to cultivate them, and through this we can experience the benefits in our daily life. These teachings are also the theory with which will be used for the bodhicitta part of the Ngondro practices. So often we start the teachings giving rise to bodhicitta with the prayer, may all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. May they forever dwell in the great equanimity free from attachment and aversion. And this is the four boundless qualities which we will talk about later. And in bodhicitta, we will also include the six paramitas, which is bodhicitta in action, generosity, discipline, diligence, forbearance, meditative concentration, and wisdom. And within that, the practice of wisdom is very important. Bodhicitta can be categorized very broadly into relative bodhicitta and ultimate bodhicitta. It may also be categorized as aspiring in bodhicitta, bodhicitta in action, and absolute or ultimate bodhicitta. And bodhicitta practices are really very special. They are the essence of Mahayana Buddhism and great perfection. It's just like the spring and the source of our attaining enlightenment. If we don't have the motivation of bodhicitta, then we are not practicing Mahayana Buddhism or Great Perfection Buddhism. And what is bodhicitta? It is the fervent wish for all sentient beings to attain enlightenment. And this is really a very vast wish. If your parents aren't Buddhists, how many of them have really wished for you to attain enlightenment? Our parents wish so much for us, they do so much for us. However, generally, they will be wishing for us to have a good life in a material concerns or material sense, and they really are concerned about our happiness and our well-being. If I think of myself, I certainly didn't know about this wish to benefit all sentient beings or wish for their enlightenment. I used to think about world peace or hope that people might be happy, but it was just a fleeting thought. I couldn't really say that I even knew about this aspiration of wishing for all sentient beings to attain enlightenment. I didn't even know what enlightenment was until I met Rinpoche. I remember when we first met Rinpoche and he kept on saying, do it for the benefit of all sentient beings. And I mentioned to the translator at the time, Matthew, I said, Matt, please tell Rinpoche that I am doing this for my own benefit, not for the benefit of all sentient beings. What is this he is talking about, for the benefit of all sentient beings? And when Matt translated to Rinpoche what I had said, Rinpoche just chuckled and said, keep on practicing and it will change. And really it starts to change. If we see somebody maybe giving somebody like a beggar a really nice gift or maybe a jacket, we may think, wow, how nice is this person? And here in the practice of bodhicitta, we are wishing for the benefit of all sentient beings, that they may all be free of their suffering and all of their delusion, and that they may attain enlightenment. How could there be a greater wish than this? What is the meaning of bodhicitta? Bodhi means enlightenment or awakening. Citta means conscious or mind. Bodhicitta thus means having an awakened mind. And bodhisattva is a person who has attained the state of an awakened mind or enlightenment. Often we see the importance and the praise that the great masters bestow on bodhicitta, or that they have for bodhicitta in many of the great texts. For instance, the bodhisattva's garland of jewels. What do the teachers first do? They pay homage to compassion, or they pay homage to Avalokiteshvara or Chenrezig or bodhicitta. As Shantideva says in the way of the bodhisattva, it is the supreme elixir that overcomes the sovereignty of death. It is the inexhaustible treasure that eliminates poverty in the world. It is the supreme medicine that quells the world's disease. It is the tree that shelters all beings wandering and tired on the path of conditioned existence. It is the universal bridge that leads to freedom from unhappy state of birth. It is the dawning moon of the mind that dispels the torment of disturbing conceptions. It is the great sun that finally removes the misty ignorance of the world.